in a warfare that is raging for the truth and for the right. When the conflict fears is raging with the powers of the night. Godly soldiers live on truth. May it then depend on you. May the Lord depend on you. Loyalty is what is due. Say, O Spirit, brave and true, that he may depend on you.
In the warfare that is raging,
never fail, will you be enlisted as a volunteer.
A call for loyal soldiers come to one and all. Soldiers for the conflict, will you hear the call? Will you answer quickly with a ready cheer? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier true. Others have enlisted, why not you? Jesus is the captain, we will never fear. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer?
God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your friend in the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Olukoya. You are most warmly welcome to the Revival Hour, an hour for those who have rugged determination to make heaven, an hour for those who want the power of God to touch their lives, an hour for those who want to move in a new way in the realm of the Spirit. God bless you as you join us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for another Revival Hour. We thank you for your grace, your love, your might and power. We thank you for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the mightiness of your name and your power, which is above all powers. We thank you because your name is above all names. Father, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Almighty Father, we are gathered before you. Open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us by the power of the God of Elijah, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lay your hands upon us in a mighty way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Today in our Revival Hour, we are going to be partakers of this message that has blessed so many lives. God bless you as you join us.
From deficit to recovery. We are reading from 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 8. 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And the Lord answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. I prophesy upon the life of somebody here. Everything the enemy has stolen from you, from your mother's womb till now, recover all. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray one prayer now. If you want to key into it, make sure that your tenfold amen is the loudest here. I decree upon someone here that everything your ancestors have lost, anything that belongs to you that have been lost or that has been unconsciously stolen, you did not even know it belongs to you, recover them by fire in the name of Jesus. David lost something. He had it before, but he lost it now. He had to pursue, overtake, and recover. Promotions do not necessarily come to the best person. Life is not fair. There is no book where they wrote that life will be fair. So it's you who will determine that life has to be fair to you. A lot of people have lost so many things. Some have partially recovered. Some have fully recovered. But we need to recover all that the enemy has stolen. Some are rejoicing on partial recovery. It means you have a recovery, but there is a sign left behind that says, once upon a time, you lost something. If you had a wound, and the wound got healed, and left a scar, big scar behind, that is partial recovery. For example, in the case of Samson, it was partial recovery. He recovered his strength, but he never recovered the eyes that he lost. He had hair on his head before. It was cut off. Then the hair began to grow. But before it began to grow again, his eyes had been plugged out. So even though the hair began to grow again, his blindness remained. But when we talk about total recovery, recovering all, we're talking about recovery in such a manner as if you have never lost anything. Job recovered all. Naaman the leper recovered all. That widow recovered her dead son. Anna recovered all. Lazarus recovered. That madman at Gadarenes recovered. That sick man that was at the pool for 38 years recovered. The woman with the issue of blood recovered. All these people that I've mentioned, as God restored them, He will restore you in the name of Jesus. Something has been stolen from you. You are deprived of something. You need to recover them. Maybe it's physical, material, social, spiritual, financial, morally, freedom. You need to recover them. Maybe your health, maybe your life, maybe your joy, maybe wasted years, maybe your part in life. It may even be your damaged soul. The soul has been damaged. You need to recover them. Listen. No matter how you were born, no matter how long you have possessed something, no matter how cocksure you are that certain things are super glued to your hand, no matter how strong you are, no matter how glorious your destiny, no matter how wealthy you are, there is a possibility that you can lose it. And a lot of people have lost so many things like that. There are agents whose duty it is to steal, to rob, to run a man into deficit. Number one, we call them problem expanders. A small thing like this, they now begin to expand it. Before you know it, it has become big. Started with a pimple on the face. Then they begin to expand it. They became something else. And became big. It could be a small swelling on the breast. They begin to expand it. Until it becomes something really big. Something really, really big. This is why I want you to raise up your right hand and pray with boiling anger. Anger. I say anger. Let holy anger well up within you as you shout this loud and clear. Powers! Expanding my problems. Your time is up. Down! In the name of Jesus. This is not a time to keep quiet. This is not a time to negotiate. The time for negotiation is not now. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. what is happening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It started as a small fight. This pastor was leaving the house and the wife said, put down money. He said, no money. Arguments. Shouting on the woman. Said, I'm going to church. The woman said, you are going to church? That place you are going. Because of the shouting you shouted now, you are coming back with disgrace. Then I said, shut up. It was a small fight. Husband, wife. The man now got to church. They put a case to him. A demonic man. And they asked him to pray. He laid his hands on the head of this demonic man. He started praying. All of a sudden, he found that the hair of his own head was falling down. What is this? So he tried to use his arm to brush his head. More hair fell down. And by the time he would go a little bit further again, he had gone almost bald. Quickly, he dispatched the person he was praying for and started praying for himself. He started little in the house. And by the time it happened now, his hair had gone. He never recovered that hair till he died. Small problem. So, powers that expand problems, they are enemies of recovery. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power trying to prolong your journey in the desert, I bury that power now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The second anti-recovery power, a very strong one indeed, is Star Ayaka. Star Ayaka. Everyone has a star. You have a star. That's your star. It's what God has planted in you to cause you to be celebrated. That's your star. It's something in you that men bow for. That's your star. It's something everyone puts in you to make you shine. But the star hijackers, who can see it, they can arrest it. Those wise men, they said, where is he, born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship it. That was the star of Jesus. Some people were spiritually strong enough to see it. So if they could locate and see the star of Jesus, your own, that you are still praying and sleeping while you are praying, it's so easy to see. They don't need a microscope. And once they deal with that star, it will not kill you, but they deaden your destiny and make your destiny to be stammering when you should be talking straight. When MFM was in Old Yaba Road, there used to be a man who comes for our services. He got born again from occultism. He brought all his occultic books to be burnt. About 3 bags. All those books were burned them. And he was always very happy. In the meeting, he's always very happy. Jumping up and clapping and rejoicing. But that was a service day. Just sat down, downcasted, unhappy, not singing. So I went to him. Sir, what's wrong? You are not your normal shabu self today. Said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Said, today, as I was coming from Lagos, I saw a boy sleeping under the bridge. Said, he remembered that when he was still in the world of darkness, and they were doing the naming ceremony of this boy, that himself and one of his occultic friends were invited to the naming ceremony, and they saw 7 stars on the head of that baby. And he took 3, his friend took 4. That's, so what is making him unhappy now is to see that boy sleeping under the bridge simply because we have taken his stars. I want you to raise up your right hand and shout this loud and clear. Don't say it doesn't concern me. My star! What are you doing in the valley of witchcraft? Come out now! In the name of Jesus! Jesus! In Jesus' name we pray. Obviously, one recovery prayer that needs to be prayed is attack on our stars. It is a serious matter. There are many talented people that are poor. There are many intelligent people who are hungry. There are many smart people who cannot know their right from their left. Certain forces have attacked them. It's part of the intelligence. And they're in trouble now. Serious trouble. Such serious trouble that it's like somebody has failed an exam. But they were arguing. His handwriting is good. He has failed in spite of the good handwriting. The story is like that. I pray once again for all the boys and girls that are here. All the boys and girls that are here. That if there is any power toying with your star now, I bury them tonight. In the name of Jesus. The third anti-recovery power, we call them destiny killers. Destiny killers. That is, they completely eliminate the assignment that the person has on earth. Eliminated it. This boy was born as a professor, an intelligent professor, but then as a baby, parents hired a housemaid who used to use mop of hot water to mop his head, and was mopping the head, and started cooking his brain until the brain became dense and dull. So although he has a destiny to become a professor, it has been cancelled, killed. To recover that one, this is a gentle prayer. I shared with you here before. This girl was admitted to read medicine at University College Hospital Ibadan, UCH. All of a sudden, when she got to year three, just became dull. She was saying nonsense. She was writing rubbish. She was not understanding what they were saying again. Ordinary hydrogen, oxygen, she's forgotten. So she had to be withdrawn from the medical college. It got so bad. They now sent him to be learning tailoring and sewing. Withdrawn from third year in medicine to now become an apprentice tailor. What a wickedness. It allows me to understand the prayers of the psalmist who said, let the wickedness of the wicked expire. The wickedness of the wicked. So they killed her destiny halfway. Until she went for deliverance. After 7 weeks, 7 weeks of constant every week deliverance, she now remembered what happened. She found that she was in a dream. And a goat was marching majestically at her front. And when the goat reached her front, the goat used one leg to steer up sand into her face. That was all that happened. And from that day, he became a dunce. When prayers were now specifically said against whatever that goat represented, and command was issued that son should go back to the sender, was then her brain cleared. The testimony is that she still got that medical degree in America. But if there were no facility for deliverance, if there was no mantle of fire, no prayer city, that's all. Finish. That's what we keep saying. Nobody comes to mantle of fire by chance. That's why it's good. When you come to mantle of fire, everything they are saying, obey. Because there is a God of mantle of fire. So when they give you instruction, you obey. When you don't obey, you should change yourself. After 7 weeks, it took 7 weeks to be able to recover this girl. And she went back to that medicine and got the degree from abroad. She was able to recover. I'm praying for somebody here. If your destiny has been killed, I command the destiny to wake up by the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let your amen roar like thunder. I want you to understand that any power that kills a person's destiny is as good as if he has killed the person. Finish. I watched a film of the war in Liberia, in Sierra Leone. I couldn't finish watching it. I started crying. Why? They take an able-bodied man and you say, what do you want? Long sleeve or short sleeve? If you don't talk, then they decide long sleeve for you. They were cutting off the arms of men. If you say short sleeve, they cut it off from the elbow like this. If it's long sleeve, they cut it from here, from the shoulder. Now, when you cut off the two arms of an able-bodied man, what can the person do now? Can he become a pilot? A driver? No. Baba? No. So you cut off most of what he wants to do for life. Likewise, in the spirit realm, they cut off people's hands. Physically, the hands are there, but it's been cut off and locked up in a coven or in the warehouse of a strong man. Can you close your eyes and in boiling anger, don't say, I don't think this concerns me. Say, any part of my body that is spiritually absent, I recover you, my friend, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's breaking through. Thou power of God, in the name of Jesus. We pray. Number 4, anti-recovery power. It's the powers we call money swallowers. Money swallowers. Please try and understand that every money a man could ever make in life is a spiritual entity which can be captured, and the person may not get access to it. Already, the enemy has bombarded the earth with devourers. That is why tithe is the one that closes the mouth of these devourers. And not paying allows them to raid you. Money swallows. A person will have a large amount of money just passing through the hand, but the money never stays there. The Bible calls it a leaking pocket, or pocket with holes. The money swallows. What is the use in becoming a millionaire at the age of 95? Your teeth is gone. You can't eat anything serious. You can't go on plenty of holidays. You are not getting yourself again. What's the use? Meaning that the prayer we need to pray is the prayer of now. Now. Not after some time. No, no. Don't put that out of negotiation on the table. A lot of people are losing money to the mouth of the serpent every day. And the serpent keeps swallowing them. We need to recover this stolen wealth. We need to command that what they have stolen should be brought back. This is a very, very serious situation. And I want you to understand it. I prayed for a little girl some years back. She told me categorically that every money her daddy was going to make, she's hanging it on top of an Iroko tree. And I said, how do we recover this money? She said, two ways. She said, either by sacrifice or by prayer. But I will recommend prayer. Say, because that sacrifice, we have a way of circumventing it. Say, I will recommend prayer. The father came, and I told him, he got angry. He wanted to beat her. I said, okay, this is beyond beating. You have already given birth to a child that is older than you. So now it's recovery you should pray for, instead of beating up. I'm praying for somebody here. Wherever your money is hidden, wherever the serpent has swallowed it, wherever your wealth has been buried, by a tenfold angry amen, recover them by fire in the name of Jesus. There are head manipulators. They manipulate the person's head. Turn the head upside down. The person will go into university, he will study the wrong thing. Learn the wrong profession. Do the wrong things. The head will be doing strange things. The head will not think straight. The brain will have been manipulated. The brain will have been injured. A lot of people need recovery from this. I shared with you before. Mommy, professor. Daddy, professor. When I go back to this boy, every examination, the boy comes last. It was a dunce. They got all kinds of teachers. No improvements. It will appear as if the more the teachers, the more the failure. They try beating him. They eventually discover that it doesn't work. Beating people because of their brain is a waste of time. It's a waste of time. I just punishing the person's brain. They say the brain has a problem. You are beating the skin. Then, one day, they came to a meeting like this. Just a meeting like this. And there was a word from the Lord. That's why sometimes it's dangerous to miss meetings. Because you don't know the day your word will come. The word came from the Lord. There is somebody here whose brain has been converted to sawdust. He's recovering it now. They didn't even know it was them, but they said amen anyway. All of a sudden, during the following exam, because this boy, if there are 36 people in class, his position will be 36. When they add people to the class and the class becomes 40, his position moves to 40. Now the following exam, after that word of knowledge, the boy moved from position 40 to first. The teachers couldn't believe it. Said, it's not possible. So they took him to the staff room. They set another exam, more difficult than even the one they did in the examination. The mystery is that he did even better. There has been a recovery from head manipulation. and pray once again that any arrow fired into anybody's brain will backfire in the name of Jesus. Light a man, rule like thunder. Rise to your feet now. Rise to your feet. We'll continue next time. Rise to your feet now. But you see, if you're in this meeting and you're not born again, you've not just surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now by saying what I'm going to say after me. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, come before you now, Lord Jesus. Come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Recovery prayers, unfortunately, they are not gentlemen's prayers. Recovery prayers, they are prayers that the whole of your faculty will know that you are praying. They must know that you are praying. Therefore, with a voice that roars like thunder, you will start the first recovery prayer like this. Aha. Can you shout this loud and clear? Destiny robber! Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Having said that, we are now in a position to give this serious command. Can you shout this loud and clear? Ancestral power! Release my virtues! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth! Name we pray. You will shout your name loud and clear. Daniel Olukoya, hear the word of the Lord. Recover your blessing in the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I issue a decree that every good thing that anyone here has lost, let them recover them by fire in the name of Jesus. Recover them by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, I thank you for your children who have joined this program. Let your hand be upon them for good. Mobilize heaven to help their lives. By the time we meet again, let them become greater bundles of testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 And let us share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven glorious hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.